Latinos Out Loud Podcast. Yo, 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 LA, yo. Yo, I am yoing out here from Los Angeles, yoing and flowing. This is how we going. I am so happy to be here. It's your girl, Rachel La Loca, in case you don't know where you are. This is the Latinos Out Loud podcast, LOL, if you like acronyms like me. I am so excited to be out west, west side. Yo, it feels so good. I haven't been out here since last Dominican Independence Day, which was February of this year. And shout out to Me Too for opening up the doors for yours truly again. So out here doing some shows. Yo, it has been nonstop since deplaning. True talk, okay? Last night, shout out to the Podcast Academy, TPA, not Tampa International Airport, although I do frequent that spot too. I told you, I like acronyms and I know the airport codes. But no, shout out to TPA, the Podcast Academy. I'm a proud member and judge for the Ambie Awards. Last night, the Ambies were held at the JW Marriott at LA Live. And was it live, you ask? Yes, it was. Yes, indeedy, she wrote graffiti. It was so much fun. And then, you know what was even more fun? The after party. I haven't been to an after party in so long, you guys. Like, okay, I'm older. Not old, okay? Just older. You know, mom of two, she doesn't go to very many after parties. After parties usually consist of, like, you know, late night Finding Nemo or, like, you know, some kind of kid stuff just to put them to sleep. And I've been doing a lot of ASMR lately with them, and that's working. The sound bowls, YouTube, sound bowls for kids. That's the mommy advice. Anyway, it's been really real out here. The after party was at Sinners y Santos, which is also around LA Live. And boy, the networking. Oof, the networking. Shout out to everybody who I saw last night. Mara, the super producer, Eric Galindo, Megan, my friends. Check out their podcast, Idolo, the Ballad of Chalino Sanchez, and also Wild and Wild Season 2. You know what's wild? Their love story. I'll leave it at that. You should go check that out. Yeah, and I'm here just rocking and rolling. We have a lot of guests that we're going to have come through these doors today, and I am so honored and privileged to introduce my first, a former New Yorker, but I think New York is still in his sangre. He is an actor, and he is a friend, and he's from the Heights. Big shout out to all the Dominicans out there. Dominican, Dominican, Dominican. Please put your hands together for Nelson Estevez.
Que lo que, mi gente.
Que lo que, de lo mío.
How you doing?
Yo, it is so good to see you.
Great to be here and great to see you as
well.
It's
been a while.
It's been a like you said, a while.
A while. Like a while. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yo, the growth. You have grown so much as an actor.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I've been tracking your success from afar, and also they're clapping for you.
You may not hear it because
you're like out on the West Coast and whatnot now, but like clapping for you, cheering you on.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, sometimes you just get lost in the sauce, and it's been quite the journey. And, you know, sometimes you don't look back and reflect to see how far and what strives, how you have taken strides forward. So
yeah,
it's great to hear.
I thought I heard you say how you strip, and I'm like, is that what you're doing nowadays?
I mean, I thought about it back in the days. I'm like, you gotta do what you gotta do. But
listen,
no,
I have come so close to only fanning, so close. Like when money is tight, I'm like, oh, it's like right there, and I have good feet. Oh, should I do it? I don't know. If one of the teachers or like the kids' teacher sees it, I don't know. And now I'm a college professor, so I don't know. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, it comes with consequences, but I'm, you know, do what you gotta do. You got to do.
Speaking of doing what you got to do, can I just shout out the Oval right now?
Yes, your boy
right here, he's on the Oval. Shout out to Tyler Perry, BET.
Yes.
Talk about the Oval and Alonso.
Alonso is a Secret Service agent in the with the president. Just always getting into a lot of drama with the president, Hunter. Yeah, just doing his dirty work. He gets caught up in some stuff. I'm not going to spoil it too much. Because some people are not caught up yet, and I just want to get the DMs and the messages, them yelling at me for spoiling it. But Alonso gets caught up, and there's a scene where I don't know if he's gonna come back or he's gonna make it in one scene. But he's still ticking. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, like as a TV actor, like talk to me about that, because if you die on the show. Unless your character comes back as a ghost, or I mean, sure, there's like flashback scenes, but like, what does that mean to the actor?
Man, I remember reading that script, that episode, and I'm like, wait a minute, what happens? And that's how it ends. So I remember just looking over at the next episode. I'm like, oh, okay. He's barely making it, but he's hanging on. Okay, so what happens? So,
right.
I'm just going to leave it at that. But I just remember there was a moment. But, you know, that's the business as well, too. And it's the story being told. And it was a great arc. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's all he can say, Eloeleros. He's such a good actor. I mean, meaning not that he's acting now, but he's a good actor in this. You know what I mean? Like, he's not spoiling it for us. And he has a job that he has to keep. You know what I'm saying?
What she said.
Yeah. So you're working for Tyler Perry. Like, yeah. Let's talk about that. You're working for an icon who, by the way, like, you guys got to, like, think about his backstory. Like, he had these off-Broadway shows in New York City.
Homeless,
you know what I'm saying?
Too. At one point, he was homeless.
Homeless. Yeah. I remember those commercials playing. There was this one commercial. It was like, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And it was, like, nonstop at the theater uptown on the Upper West Side. I forget the name of the theater right now. But
it's all good.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, a lot of us started that way. And to watch his story of success, and now he's employing my friends. Shout out to you, Tyler Perry.
Shout out to you, Tyler.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
How is it working for an icon?
I mean, it's great. At times, I remember first working with him. At first, everything was so secretive. I didn't know it was for him until I actually booked the job.
Oh.
So to fly out there and just find out, see his name on the call sheet, and I'm like, my first gig was Acrimony.
Oh.
So seeing his name and then Taraji on the call sheet.
It was great.
And that man, there were days where, like, on days where I didn't even work, I would just go on set just to watch him work and watch Taraji work. It was just like a free class.
That's beautiful.
I was getting paid to watch them perform and then also do my thing. But it was great to see them on and off camera, how they conduct themselves.
So tell us about Alonzo. Like, what is he, what's his deal? And how do you become him? Because Nelson is a really cool dude.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy in real life. Like, what's up with Alonzo? How do you channel that? How do you become
him? It's very interesting. I worked many years at a hotel, at the hotel service industry.
Where?
At the Chateau Marmont.
Oh,
Chateau
for real?
Chateau Marmont, the Standard in Hollywood, Chelsea Hotel and on 23rd Street.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, business. Hey, I have a business degree in that. You know, it paid off in that department. But we can even talk about that later on. But
I love this.
I just remember certain moments just working security or working as a bellman. Just wanted to cuss some people out, but I just had to, you know, keep my integrity, realize how bad, you know, I needed the job at the moment to pursue my dreams and my goals. So I just, you know, at times, you know, I would pick and choose my battles. So I think I would translate that with Alonzo at times. You know, he has to keep his job. None of his backstory is not told much within the Oval. I created somewhat of a backstory, you know, just doing part of the work of my process. But just understanding that Alonzo has a job to attend and he has to keep his job for personal reasons. And I just kept with that. And, you know, there are certain times where Alonzo wants to curse some people out. But, you know, him keeping his job is his priority and moving up in the ranks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow. How many episodes have you shot thus far?
You know, it's funny. I checked the IMDb recently because just I had some moments just to reflect.
Okay, I'm on IMDb like at least once a week. I don't know why I am IMDb obsessed.
Sundays because the rankings, you see your ranking go up or down. That's like Sunday nights.
You are 46% down in the rankings. Yeah. I'm like, thank you, IMDb. Between that and Chartable telling me the podcasts are like out of the charts. We were on like the chart in Paraguay. Shout out to everybody in Paraguay. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, for sure. So I've done over 65 episodes so far.
65 episodes.
Blessing. And he was only supposed to be on for one season, Birdie told me. And Tyler just enjoyed my work and what I was bringing to the table. And just an honor to be part of such a great cast and crew.
That is so inspiring. Eloeleros, did you hear that? Like, I say this all the time. You put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Mommy always told me, dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. And I just think that you show up to work, you show up with your 100% no matter what you do, whether you're an actor, a teacher, a lawyer, a farmer, whatever the heck. Like, people notice, you earn your stripes, you know what I'm saying? And people watch those stripes blossom and become thicker and more solid. And then they give you those opportunities. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear this.
Yeah.
I'm also happy to hear that you're working with my boy, Yo-Yo Rick, a.k.a. Ricky Rosario.
Ricky Rosario. Okay. Shout out to Ricky Rosario.
He's got a film coming out. B is for bachata. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spoil anything, okay? But a lot of my friends are on this film, mm-hmm. including this guy right here. So tell us what you know about B is for Bachata and who you'll be playing.
It's a story about a young Dominican-American kid. He attends his family's barbecue cookout, Dominican style with bachata. So he finds out a nice learning lesson about the story of bachata. He tries to learn bachata, but you know, through the process, he finds a nice family secret.
Sounds juicy.
It's really, really nice.
Sounds like some Dominican tea.
No, it's great, and it's very educational, just about the history of bachata, even with Trujillo, how he banned bachata as well too. Just a quick, you know, has great some great haha moments, but then also it's a learning moment as well too.
I love when there are projects with purpose. For those out there, Eloeleros, who don't know about Trujillo, Trujillo was the dictator that reigned over the Dominican Republic, and he was just a bad dude, bruh. Bad dude, took things away, you know, made houses and families have a picture of him hanging on the wall next to the picture of Jesus. And if his military men came into your house with like an unannounced inspection and did not see Trujillo's picture hanging, you got problems. Mm-hmm. Somebody might get murdered. You know what I'm saying? I know my mother told me a story when she was a little girl. She saw somebody get the ultimate beatdown and ultimately killed in her grandmother's backyard. Over something like that. Yeah. And I mean, something else, a little tidbit of knowledge. I'm fascinated by Dominican history, in case you haven't gotten that already. You know, there was this Perejil test because Trujillo was very racist and did not want either, like, you know, he wanted the raza, to blanquear la raza. So he let in a bunch of Jews from like Eastern Europe just to blanquear la raza, which is like ridiculous. And there is still a thriving Jewish community in Sosua. But the Perejil test was also because he didn't want Haitianos crossing over the border. And he would make anybody who was suspiciously Haitiano say the word Perejil, which, you know, is parsley in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And Haitians have a hard time saying Perejil. They say Perejil. And so when they would say Perejil, it was like off with your head. Marie Antoinette style, like crazy. Mm-hmm. So I love that there's some education in there, because you know, there's all these textbooks that exist and all these teachers passing down like information, but I don't know if the young kids know about everything that their grandmothers and great grandfathers went through. I think we got to keep talking about it. So the fact, shout out to Ricky for bringing that up in his film, so that we keep things like history moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So then my character, I play a 90s bachatero, and I'm just gonna leave it
at
that.
Oh my god. Wait, please. Tell me you're gonna dress the part. Like, please tell me.
Why do you think I have the stash? That's why I have the stash right now. Yeah, because we're getting ready to shoot early April.
This is so great.
You know, I take it seriously.
Do you see this, people? Like, he's got the handlebars. Are you gonna keep growing it out, or that's how you have to keep it?
He wants some stubs, so I shaved it purposely so then I can have some stuff for him, and then we'll decide on set whether he wants a stub or not.
I also, you're doing this hair.
Yeah, because usually I have it lower in a high fade. I prefer a high fade.
I gotta tell you, you are giving Raulín Rosendo right now. Dominicano yo soy, and exactly why the bandera is here today, people. Nelson is the only Dominican that I'll be interviewing here while out here in LA, so I felt the need to pack my bandera with me because I knew I wasn't going to be able to find one in LA. Just saying. Listen, it's not only hard to find a Dominican flag, but it's hard to find a Dominican out here. So let's talk about that.
Behind the scenes,
we were kicking it about, you know, he's from New York, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Wash Heights represented, right?
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of high school beef going on behind the scenes, which I thought was hilarious.
No, for sure.
Yo, shout out to high school real quick.
Of course, Cardinal Spelman High School. And also, just to correct, because I know some people from Inwood, they're going to be like, yo, you said you're from the Heights. You make sure you're from 207, Inwood, Dykeman,
Inwood.
211, just that whole area of vicinity. Shout out to Inwood as
Retract. I've heard this beef as well, Inwood versus Wash Heights. As someone from Brooklyn, I kind of like call all of Uptown Wash Heights, so I'm sorry, Inwoodians. Yeah. Okay, so you went to Spelman, and
I went to Cardinal
Eddie
Spelman
behind
High
the
School.
Scenes went to Mount, what is the full name, Mount?
Mount St. Michael's. Mount St. Michael's. Yeah, in Mount Vernon. Yeah.
Yo, that's so crazy. It's such a small New York world.
My apologies. Mount St. Michael in the Bronx. Mount St. Michael's Academy.
The BX. You're just continuing the beef. You just want to beef.
I know. I'm backing them on a little bit.
So we were talking about like just moving to LA from New York. It's like two different mindsets.
Yeah.
Different time zones, different ways of life.
Listen, yeah.
I want to tap into like some mental health awareness right
Absolutely.
Now. Like, how is that transition for you and where are you at today? Are you still operating as a New Yorker out here? Have you slowed down? Like, how is life as a New York Dominican in Los Angeles?
The initial response was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm a New Yorker at heart. You know, I'm still a New Yorker at heart, but it's just about finding the balance. Because at times if you're just constantly on the go, I found myself, because I was constantly on the go, I would wear out, I would tire out, and you know, I'm no good. So I just have to find certain balances and certain outlets. But I still have that New York mentality mindset, especially when, you know, when I'm adamant about something. And when I'm emotional, definitely the New York in me comes out. When I have to express some emotions, upset, happy, excited, F-bombs, you know, like, it comes out. But for me, it's just finding my certain outlets out here. And, you know, this is my second move out here, but I've been here since 2011, since my second move. So having a great foundation about myself really helped me to strive out here and move forward, you know.
You mentioned that you spend a lot of time with yourself.
Yeah.
And that's very different. Like, Inwood, you don't really get that opportunity because there's music blaring and you're living on top of each other and there's mad Dominicans everywhere. And now you're here and it's like, you know, I don't know, do you have a culture? Do you have a community? Do you have a sense of culture and community out here like back in New York?
It's interesting. Shout out to my circle here in L.A. They hold me down for sure. But just in my heart, you know, just where I grew up and, you know, I have like my mom and my father out there. So that they're, you know, they're part of my heart. So I can't compare, but, you know, they're pretty much really close to my mom and dad. And then my sister just moved out here, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great to be in a position where I can help her with her transition, making it smoother. She's not in the industry, but still, I find it, you know, and you can also vouch for it, but it's a tough transition to move from the East Coast of New York over here to the West Coast. It's just from people vibing to, you know, the time differences, like you said, it's just different. People move a little differently out here, and then especially in the industry. But I've been blessed to have found a nice handful of people where I can contact. And sometimes we don't even talk about the industry. We just talk about other hobbies we're into, family stuff, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. It's great to talk about and have an outlet here as well, too. But it took a while. Because, you know, at times, like, people, you know, and then myself, you know, just finding the confidence in myself. At times, I would find myself trying to network or trying to go out just to please, you know, not keeping it real with myself. So just all about finding a nice balance.
Did you know about this Dominicans in Cali group?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Dominicans in Cali.
Yes. And then I know Francelli's still out here, too. Francelli, she's still out here. So every year for the Dominican Independence Day, she holds a hike. Here, so
to the Hollywood
great.
Sign.
Yeah, it was.
Con banderas y todo. I have yet to do this hike, but mark my words, as soon as this broken toe is healed, I'm hiking to the Hollywood sign with y'all next year, okay?
Yeah, stay hydrated. And it's about 6 miles, so it's uphill, so it's going to be a nice workout.
It's so momentous.
It's great, yeah. And just to see so many people, you know, a lot of us there, it just felt great. It felt like a piece of home, you know.
Small mundo, because Francelli's also in B for Bachata.
Exactly, yeah.
And, amazing.
And oh my gosh, there's another actor as well too that he's there.
And Glory Mora, Glory, he's also going to be in the film.
Yeah, and that's how I actually got on the film as well too, because just networking and speaking to them, and I got to meet Ricky on that just like that as well too.
Check out that episode, by the way, where we interviewed Yo-Yo Rick. I mean, that's his Instagram name, so that's what I call him, which I often do to people. But Ricky Rosario's episode, we taped that around, here in L.A. in February. Yeah. And he's a friend and ally of the show. I'm so excited for you.
He's
that's
so
going to be so great. Super talented.
Yeah.
He also had a film called Abuela's Luck, which had a nice festival run.
Yeah.
So shout out to all these filmmakers that are just doing it.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the future, acting, but do you have anything else up your sleeve or anything else that you liked, other endeavors?
Yeah,
you mentioned something about the stock market.
I'm gonna definitely get to that. As far as, in front of the camera, behind the camera, working on writing as well. I have a single cam, a half hour comedy, more of a dramedy, pilot series that, myself and my writing partner, we're working on pitching as well too. It's a baseball story. There hasn't been a baseball series in a while, comedy, dramedy. So it'll be nice to have that on a platform in the future. So we're just working on pitching that. In the future, I would like to get more into directing. But I just,
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got some work to do in that aspect. I always feel like I'm a work in progress, but yeah, definitely would love to get into that aspect as well too.
Aren't we all works in progress? WIP.
Yes.
WIP.
And then the stock market. Yeah, I've always been interested. I've been a geek at heart with numbers, math, trying to learn the stock market. I tried to be a stockbroker in Wall Street in New York. That didn't work out for me.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you
'Cause I'm
serious? That was
business
it?
major, so then I tried doing the stock market, try to get my Series 7 license. It's
Which I
just,
hear is very hard to
it's
obtain.
hard. yeah yeah
Yeah.
yeah I didn't pass, obviously. And then just being around some other brokers, like they party hard. I was just like, I can't keep up.
I'm
And
just thinking Wolf of Wall Street, like Lobo of Wall Street, or is
that's
that how
pretty true.
you
Yeah,
were gonna?
Lobo Wolf. Yeah, they go hard. They go
Yeah.
hard. So I'm just like, all
That's so crazy, because when that portion of the news comes on, I like totally tune out. The Dow Industrial, the NASDAQ, the S&P. I'm like, okay, so I don't know what's happening with all these letters, so I'm going to just watch something else.
Meanwhile, I'm over there like, yes, okay, cool. I'm gonna sell this. I'm gonna sell these stocks, these shares over here. I'm gonna write a cover call. It's just like.
I have to say, my knowledge of the stock market is probably from Trading Places, Eddie Murphy. That's really all I know. Mortimer, buy, buy. Mortimer, sell, sell. That's about it.
So that came about because I just didn't want to go back to the hotel jobs, respectfully. I wanted to focus in more on my acting and just on the arts. So I had to find some supplemental income while I found the next gig. And nothing's forever. The oval's not forever. So I just wanted to brace myself because I am recurring. So like that, I remember that scare that I had when I was reading about Alonzo, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my
So then I
God.
remember, I'm like, okay, maybe what if this was, what if Alonzo's no more or the Oval's no more? What's my next gig in transition? So,
Dang, son. Reading that in a script is almost like hearing about layoffs at the job. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
Word,
son, they laying off
word,
people left and right, bro. You better watch out. That pink slip may be coming your way. You better strategically
man.
plan and back up your hard drive real quick. You know what I'm
Listen,
saying? Get all them emails real quick.
Listen, you're
Yo.
like, oh, Tato? Okay, all right, cool. All right, nice working with y'all,
Right?
but it's part of the business. That's how it is. And yeah, it's always trying to find the next gig.
I think about like what the writers in the writer's room must be going through. Like, do we really have to write him off? Or if you've done did something wrong to one of them, like, yes, we do. We have to write him off.
That's
Mm-hmm.
another thing,
Mm-hmm.
too. That's why, just
Powerful.
treat everyone with respect, because sometimes you can get written off as well, too, because you're just more of a cancer.
Come to the job correct, people. Somebody's always watching. They
Absolutely.
watch it. Don't burn them bridges, people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And they're watching when you don't think they're watching, too. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to now segue into some advice, because the LOLettos are out there seeking advice and maybe not, actively seeking it, but I do know that y'all come to this show for inspiration. So, like, maybe you can offer some words of advice for those that are looking to break into the industry, or maybe for those that are in the industry right now and are like, I gotta be out. Like, I'm in, I'm out, good night. Because there's frustration. I mean, I can't tell you how many no's I get on the daily. No, no, no. And if I followed all the no's, I'd be in this like no land that I would like hate, because if you go to no land, it's dark, it's dismal, it's disastrous. 3 Ds. I'm also big on alliteration. Okay, I'm not gonna be a grammar geek on this episode, but I often am. So like, talk to us about some advice that you have for those people that are maybe feeling a certain kind of way. Maybe you
For
guys are
sure.
out there auditioning and self-taping and not booking anything right now, but like give us some words of advice based on experience and
For
your
sure.
knowledge.
If you're getting into the industry, I would say, depending what, whichever age range, it happens for a reason. Because I know for me coming in, I came in, I wish I would have started younger. I wish I would have started at this age. But then now I realize if I would have started at that age, my career wouldn't have been as extensive, or as I wouldn't have lasted. I wouldn't have made it that long. Because at times, just the money and the financial aspect of it, I would have just been spending everything and thinking that there was not going to be no end, and not understanding the ebbs and flows of it. So just having a more of an understanding of yourself, live your life, because then also, you know, the heartbreaks, the ups, the downs, you can pull from those emotions and become a better artist as well too. You know, everything happens for a particular reason. So whenever, wherever you're starting, that's what's meant to be. And then just keep doing your research and understand it's a business as well too. I remember this one, I don't want to ramble too much, but.
It's a podcast.
Okay. Okay.
We welcome that's the right. rambling.
Okay, cool.
All I do is ramble. My problem is the podcast never turns off in my head. I'm podcasting 24/7. Thank you to everyone around me who's accepting this ramble. Because okay, I swear, perfect. I feel like sometimes my ramble will lead to a rumble. And I'm like, nah, it's just me talking a lot. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I just remember, and now I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, this ramble about a specific instance, okay. Maybe a no that you got, an audition, a self-tape.
Yeah,
I'm trying to bring it back.
Got you, thank you. Yeah, understanding the business aspect of it, and then also I remember there was a workshop or an exercise that someone helped me, a questionnaire, just understanding what do people see you as and where do you want to be? Because sometimes I used to be very conflicted. Because I'm, you know, like you said, I'm very chill, I'm a clown, but at times externally people see me otherwise. So it was great to understand what people see me on the business, like, because I would kind of step out and see myself as a product. What am I giving, you know? You know, what am I giving? So it's great to know, but then also understanding where do I want to get to in my career and my trajectory. So just having a game plan for all that. And it helps with your headshots as well, too. So great marketing, yeah.
That's a good note. That's a really good piece of advice. Yeah. Okay, so this final part of this episode of Latinos Out Loud is brought to you by my sponsor, Get Loud, available at Targets nationwide on Amazon. This is an amazing game. We also had the founder of the game and the head of marketing. Shout out to Carolina Acosta and Aralise. They founded this game, and now it's like everywhere. It's in Targets. It's just so nice to see a Latina-owned business on the shelves of Target. So can we play a round of Get Loud?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is like, okay, you guys know I love games. Like, you know I love games. Like, not like games, like, you know, mind games. Well, I guess this is kind of a mind game, but you know what I mean. Not bad mind games, but fun board games and mind games. So this is Get Loud, and this is the way it works. We have this very technologically advanced timer, the sands and the hourglass, like the days of our lives. Mm-hmm. And then we have these cards. So basically, you're going to have to get me to guess this word, either in English or Spanish, any means possible, singing, dancing, jumping, words, you know, whatever, Morse code, messenger pigeon, however you want to do it.
Okay.
So we have to get as many as we can in 60 seconds. First you give, and then I'll give. Or unless you want me to give first. Well, do you want to guess or give first?
Ooh.
Don't cheat. You can't look at the first one. Look at the first one for practice, but don't look
let
at
me
the
give
first one.
Yeah, let me give first. Yeah, no,
okay,
yeah,
I'll switch zone. It up. I got to get in the zone. Okay, how are we? Cerebrum? Are we okay? Are we tapped in?
Yeah.
Medulla oblongata?
Yeah,
okay, I'm ready. Oh, my God, I heard the voice. Or was that you?
That's a minute, too.
This is 60 seconds.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Here we flow. Silence.
What? Next one.
Okay, keep going.
Un carro eléctrico.
Un carro eléctrico.
El dueño del carro eléctrico.
Oh, the new ones, right? Not the Prius, the freaking, what's
he's
it called?
He's always on
Tesla.
X. Yeah. Oh, he's always on X.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can speak, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. You could do whatever you want.
Comiendo una manzana, tu pela las...
Slices, peel,
but
skin.
But it's in Spanish. Tu pela, yeah, the but in Spanish.
Oh, man, I don't know what it is in Spanish. El piel.
We go next one. Bless you.
Wait, we're putting some more time on the clock for the salute. Okay.
Yeah. Salute throws off. All right. It's, I'm going next one.
Praying. Church.
Yeah, but just.
Forgive me.
I did something fucked up.
Sins.
Oh, you said forgive. Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's great.
Cool.
No, I don't know that one.
I know about those.
This one's good for your, it's a fruit. It's good for your bowel movement.
Papayas.
Yeah, oh, look at you. Okay, yes.
Can we make out the
go to the next one. That's crazy.
As you can tell, I have problems with twosies. Okay, go ahead.
There, no.
No.
Put it in, I just had it in tuna.
I think we're out of time. Celery? Wait, can I just guess this last one? Celery bread with tuna?
Is white.
Is toast.
No.
It's white. Me. I don't know.
Mayonesa.
Mayonesa. Okay, that was so much fun. How many did we get? Like minus three?
Yeah, like 2-3.
Yo, but I got that papaya first guess. I got
that
first guess.
That ESPN right there. That was connection right there.
This is so great. Nelson, please drop your social media handles and let everybody out there in LOL land know how to follow you.
Absolutely. You can catch me on IG. Nelson Estevez, NelsonEstevez. Twitter, same thing. NelsonEstevez.com.
That's so great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank
you
for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you.
This was really special. This is so great. And we are applauding you and cheering you on.
Thank you.
Let's do this, Dominicans in the biz. Well, this was another episode of Loca in LA. No, it's called Latinos Out Loud, but Loca in LA edition. You can follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud. You can give us a call at 978-LATINOS. You can follow me at Rachel La Loca. I'm not giving you my phone number. Maybe one of these episodes I will, but you can call 978-LATINOS for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Me Too for sharing their home. Me siento en casa. Shout out to everybody behind the scenes. Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Michelle Adana. Shout out to everybody here at Me Too who's really helped set this up.
Thank
and
you,
on
guys.
That note, we out.
Peace.